Friends, I hope you guys are doing well. Right now it's around 1 o'clock here in India and I'm having some of the snacks sort of as it is a lunchtime. It's been a great day, it has been a very great time and I've been studying and it's Saturday. So we are gonna have a great weekend all together. Well. Today, I'm just gonna speak on social media. Our lives have been equipped with lots of social media equipment, right? Like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all stuff. End up with the Khana. Now let's talk about. So, our life has been equipped and totally equipped by lots of social media sites, right? It's Facebook, Insta, Twitter, this, that, Snapchat. Yeah? Everybody is available. Everybody is creating their virtual existence all over these platforms, right? Then, what happened with me? 7 years ago, Facebook, Twitter, and everything were newborn. The messaging media. I was one of those teenagers. Then I came and planned to have an account when I was around 14 to 15 years old. Right? What made me to create that account was what was it? It wasn't creating it for any business purpose or creating for something like connecting with somebody. Yeah, it was for that. But what brought me to these things? What was it? Yeah, the craziness, the trend of being on having an existence on there somewhere. So I came upon FB. It's been 7 years. It was 7 years ago. Just because of one thing. Infatuation. A 14 years old girl meets a guy at a camp. She goes for a summer to attend. And just to keep contact with him. Later. Sorry. Just to keep in touch with him after some time, what happens? So, I came on FB just to stay in touch with him. That's it. But, till date, we haven't met after that summer camp. So, what? It's been 7 years. So, these things brings up to this media just to stay connected with somebody, okay? Then what happened? After 15, 16, 17, I got omnipresent on every possible social media platform ever available on earth. So Twitter, I was on Twitter, okay? I was on Insta, I was on everything. Wherever you are going to search me, you are going to see me there, right? But later on, just 1-2 years back, I remember that I was getting into this stuff a little more. I got to notice that something is going on a bad way and that's not good for me, neither for my mental health. Because whatever matter is what we think about ourselves. Not the likes, not the hearts, virtual hearts, nothing sort of that. So, I detoxed from lots of social media platforms. I came on just one. You could also choose something one for yourself. And it's like cool for everybody. Let's see what I did. So, what I did. I would like to know, are you one of them who are being disturbed just because of all the stuff? Have you got thinking that, oh, I need to get back from this. I need to kick this habit once for all. I know someday in your life you will be thinking like that, that you have to do this. You have to dare to switch off the account, to delete it, to deactivate it someday. And I'm sure if you aren't into that, one day will come that something will make you think that way. It happens with everybody of us, right? Well, I'm not against that this all are stupid things. It's good too, but if used in a productive way, good for advertising purpose and all. But for sure, it has lots of bad side and ill effects on the teenagers as well. So I was one of them. I know, I've been through it, and very nice experience it was. So last year or 2 years or back, I dared to just deactivate the account of on my FB. I thought of just bringing my existence on one, and that's on Instagram. What happened was, the social media keep on asking us, oh, this friend is gonna miss you. Are you sure you wanna deactivate your account? You can come within 15 days and just reactivate once again if you change your mind. But I did. I deleted it completely. And what I was brought on conclusion, I was happier. I was more sorted. I was more productive. Whatever you're gonna read in the articles on the net, yeah, I was that. I was happy. A little more happy. Right? I saved my time. I saved my time by deleting the everything else and just switching on to one. And that makes me so happy right now. That I am here to tell you that you can also do the same thing. You could also detox it. You could make your life better. And just think about your own self. Okay? Who follows you? Who unfollowed you? Who you are following? Who you are caring about? Who you are messaging? That doesn't mean that important, that much important that you do, you show, you see, you happen to be feeling anxious just about of being on such things. Right? So, what I came on to now. Now what I do. How much time do I spend on such stuff? Hardly 20 minutes of my whole day. Right? I see to it that I am very controlled, self-disciplined. I tell myself that it is not important to just kick away everything from your life just to be happy. But it's a 21st century and everybody happens to be somewhere on the social media platform. And if you're gonna invest just 20 minutes, and that's okay. But before you go there and show your face, your beautiful, your ugly, your black and white, hashtags face and post some stories, that's too much important that you talk to yourself before you log in into such world. Once again, every day. I mean it. Every day. Don't just keep your login all the time open. Switch to logout mode as well. It's your control. You should control when are you going to log in, when are you going to see the message, when are you going to post it, and when it's gonna affect your mind, or it shouldn't. Let's see how I did it. So what I do is just give 20 minutes or less than that if possible. So how I do it? Log in when it's your free time. It's totally free time after doing lots of work. Cool? Just decide 1 minute before that. Is there anything you're going to post today? Think about it, okay? No? Cool then. Fine. I feel that each month, you should just post one post if you want. Don't keep on posting that Insta daily, hashtag this. These hashtags are just meant and have just one purpose for everybody of us, just to get all of us addicted, and they are regular per second customers. Cool? So, you shouldn't be one of those ships at all. 5 minutes. Once you log in, just see the stories bar above. Okay, 5 minutes. Give for yourself over the stories thing. You want to post a story of you, post it. But make sure that it shouldn't be too personal. Like, everybody is not important and everybody doesn't want to know either. That, where are you? Where are you right now? Right? Just be a little mysterious in such a open and virtual and showy world right now. It's good to be mysterious sometime, right? Then, after posting a story if you want, give it a 5 minutes. Later on, if you are up to posting something for a month, or your post, or you want to post a picture or something like that, give it a 5 minute. And if you are not doing none of this, do you get more 10 minutes for something like just scrolling up and down, discovering people, this and that. Cool? You just manage this minutes on your own then. But this is my way to do. Later, after doing this, then go to the messaging. Okay? Turn to messaging thing. Give reply. Have some etiquette that if you have seen, you need to just send an smiley emoji. Be that much good. Although I always say that, be remembered for good. Cool? Great. Then, the next thing is, after doing that, coming out from the message window, you have more 5 minutes. Cool? Discover people. Then, your favorite actor, your favorite celebrity, it may be the code window, anything. Go there. Then later, see to it that if you want to be more cool about this all world, and you have to see to it that it affects you the less it cool, unfollow the peers. That's as much easy as that. Turn to your follow thing to 50. Cool? Let them be the people you don't know personally. Like celebrities or something, like cool people who won't offend you. Cool? And you're not curious. You haven't spoke that moment much and you haven't tuned in that much at that moment, but now it's not important that you chat every day and night. Just remembering that even then you haven't said hi to them. Why are you so eager to just text hi right now to them? Cool? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Cool. So, just limit it up, just follow some people, unfollow some, see who is following you. But, again, when you were seeing that following in you window, never go to the following thing. So, you will see what the people you follow are liking, giving hearts to, sharing, and all those things. Cool? Just look at yourself. Switch it. Later. It's always better to do this much only. Take inspiration from other posts if you want, and never freak you socially, right? So these are some ways you just could eradicate your thoughts, your way of connecting to social media. These are a few of them. Stay tuned for something more cool, something more excited, and something more awesome that speaks your heart as well. And I'm sure you could connect to all those stuff. You could connect me on Instagram at April_autumn12. You could share me your thoughts there. Hit like, clap, and I'm hoping that you like this too. To listen to me. Just connect to me, Ava. Have a great day. Have a great week ahead. Sayonara. Bye. Tada. Bye. Thank you for listening to me. Hey guys, very good morning to wherever you are, very good afternoon to wherever you are, and very good night to wherever you are. But for now, here in India, it's near to 1 o'clock. So, a very good afternoon to everybody listening to me right now. Well, it's a Sunday morning. Oh, it's Sunday afternoon. It's happening because I got up late. I woke up late today, which made me a lazy bird was just one thing: to gain weight. Cool. Just eating is not helping me to just increase my weight, because I eat and I go on for walking. Then where all the fat goes, it goes out, right? So now I'm tending to adopt something. Things which are bad, which will help me to gain some weight, to put on some weight, and that's getting lazy. I know I may be wrong up to some time, but just think about it. Yeah, if you don't just go on, yeah, I'll be going walking, then I'll be doing this, but I am an energetic person, I know that. But if I have to gain some weight, I need to get lazy a little bit so that I will put on some weight, and that will help me in getting good shape. Yeah, we all fight battles some way or the other to just lose the weight or gain the weight. What happened yesterday was a lady comes and sees me and my dad together and says, "Oh, your dad is fat and how thin you are then. I need to put some weight so that I will be in a shape maybe." But whoever you are in the battle of getting weight, or you are losing on your weight and trying to come in the specific shape, remember, the best favor you can do for yourself is believe in yourself, have confidence in you, and be happy with what you are, and just reach at a some standard. Okay, so take each and every compliment, each talk about yourself in a positive and great way. And that's so much important. Cool? Yeah. Right? So what I'm trying to say is eat. Go on eating good food. Get on some weight. People who are up to the verge of losing weight, exercise, walk. There you are, in a good shape. Cool? So then, this is the weight battle thing I'm going to speak about. And later in the whole episode, we will be talking on various things together. You can connect with me on Instagram at April_autumn12. I repeat, April_autumn12. We could talk there about lots of things, and I promise I'll make you happy. Then, one thing for sure, it's Sunday, and get ready for Monday. I'm telling you a thing that you should do and adopt and just shed your all the ego you have been getting in all through the week. First and foremost thing you should try tomorrow and make your whole week beautiful is never underestimate the power of good morning text, apologies and random compliments. Never, never underestimate it. Cool? So, just make someone's day is good, go, put up the call, at least send a text message of good morning. I'm sure you're gonna make them feel special. Cool. So you're gonna do this first thing tomorrow morning and make someone feel good about themselves. So I hope you are taking in whatever I'm trying to say. So today also we spoke about weight battle and I shared with you a thing. Whatever you are, we have to fight it. Okay? Don't keep yourself away from anybody. Show yourself up. That's important. Okay? Talk if you want to somebody. Let yourself out. Because that's life, you know? La vida loca. Life is crazy, cool. So make it more awesome. Don't make it horrible at all. Just make people think horrible. How you are, man. Don't let people fuck you up. Fuck their mind up first. I'm gonna speak lots of things, but I'm going to read something for you right now, just that I wrote a few days ago. So, I am a girl who goes to a women's college, and I'm going to let my words out here. I do try to find you, but can't. I realize that, babe, you're in women's college. I just look around in nook and corners. There are bitches finding dogs. In the canteen, there is no shore. Lots of food to eat, but the desire not so good. Girls are famished, staring for who? In the library, the benches are full of love symbols. Badass little written, drawn words, but no one to applause. Written and drawn words, specified all lovers. No need to cover, neither there is any applauser. So. Presented in front of you all good words. My pensified poem, sort of. I hope you like it. Connect with me. Love my episodes. And I love to hear the comments and your opinions as well. Have a great day. A fantastic week ahead. Ta-da! Bye!